Upstate glass manufacturer Corning has developed the first antimicrobial glass for use in smart devices, laptops, and televisions. The glass is more resistant to bacteria, but as the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, doubts are emerging about the benefits of antibacterial products.
We use them constantly. There are touchscreens on smart devices, on ATMs, at self-checkouts, and in airports. And according to Corning's David Velasquez, we're transferring the germs from everything we touch right onto those glass surfaces.
We're constantly in contact with them. We're touching them all the time. We're bringing them up to our face. And, we've got some data that shows actually that these devices are significantly more laden with bacteria than, say, a public toilet seat.
The new antimicrobial glass cover has built-in properties designed to prevent the growth of bacteria, fungi, and microbes over the lifetime of a device. Velasquez says bacteria usually isn't a concern raised by consumers, but people are becoming more aware of the issue as more touchscreens are available in public. But this sampling of touchscreen users doesn't see it as a major issue.
I would be interested in it, but I'm concerned about antibacterial products.
Right, they're supposed to be, the antibacterial stuff is supposed to be bad for you, and I just never use the antibacterial hand washes, so
yeah,
I probably wouldn't use something like this either.
There's a lot of people who want to live in bubbles, so probably a market for it.
Paul Dunman is a professor of immunology and microbiology at the University of Rochester Medical Center, and he's skeptical about the efficacy of antibacterial products.
The bottom line is people just need to wash their hands and disinfect current touch screens.
Dunman says antimicrobial products are unlikely to have any positive impacts on stopping the spread of germs and could actually have the opposite effect. He says they can cause bacteria to build resistance to the specific antimicrobial agent used and cross resistance to others.
What is happening in the consumer front is that companies are developing antimicrobial soaps and antimicrobial touchscreens and antimicrobial cutting surfaces and that sort of thing. In reality, all that is doing is selecting for resistance, presumably to the few antibiotics that we do have.
There's very little data on the efficacy of many commercial antibacterial products. In December last year, the FDA gave the makers of soaps and washes labelled as antibacterial a year to demonstrate their products are more effective than ordinary soap and water in preventing illness. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.